Episode 3. Let's get it.
Are we going?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So what about this lemonade?
It's French, apparently. Fucking read it. There's no light in here. I didn't turn on the light. It's fucking dark. Sparkling lemonade. And it's from France. I don't know what the fuck to talk about now. There's nothing else to say about it.
It's just French lemonade.
I got it at Aldi's. Aldi's is fucking awesome because they're like, you know, fuck you.
Sponsored.
Take our stuff and leave.
Sponsored.
Yeah, we'll definitely sponsor Aldi's for sure. Okay. You know, I don't know what to say about Aldi's. There was like 2 employees there, and okay. No one at the register.
Nice. Do they have self-checkout?
No.
It's
literally fucking anarchy, dude. There's like, you know, 4 cars in the parking lot. I walk in, I grab some lemonade, just, you know, whatever. It's going to be cheap. And it's like me and this like large Mexican family. That's it. It's the only people in the store. There's no employees. There's nobody in the store. I grab the lemonade and I walk up. Mexican family's behind me. They've got like 3 carts stacked up. There's no one there. We're waiting for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I feel weird. I look back at them. I'm like, hey, you know, we could just leave.
Yeah.
And they just laugh like, and they don't know what the fuck I'm saying. They obviously do not speak English. They're just like, yeah, she is. Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty epic.
Oh, it was awesome. That place is just like, oh, you're poor? Well, fuck you.
I thought it was... Wasn't it Aldi that's like, you have to give them coins to use a cart?
It's a quarter.
Quarter.
I was thinking about that, actually, while I was in the store. I was like, why... What is... Why?
Well, what's the point?
It's a quarter. I'll fucking take the cart. You know? It's just a quarter. I'll push the cart into the road. It's a quarter. I don't care. Who is taking their cart back to get their quarter back, you know?
Me.
Really?
No.
You're like, I really want my fucking quarter.
No. I don't carry change.
I don't either.
But I don't...
No one does. Old people... There was no elderly people in there, by the way. Like, I was surprised by that. I was like, this is their spot. Is there an Ollie's down here?
There's one. I think it's over near, like, Guilford College, maybe.
So there are, like...
There is one.
Ollie's around the world. Yeah. Like, or around, like, at least the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. There's one in Charlotte. For sure,
okay.
I know that.
Okay. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, my grandparents take, like, trips. Literal it's, like, 2 hours away from where they live. They take trips to go to Ollie's. Yeah. Save, like, 30 cents on, you know, like, oatmeal cookies. Whatever the fuck.
I think I've been to one once. And then never went back, just because I just go to Target, or literally anywhere that's right next to me. I don't care. Yeah. It's just food, or exactly. Groceries. It's. I don't care.
No, I went to Ollie's with her one time, and it's sort of like a bougie-ass, like, Dollar General, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they have all the same stuff, but, like, instead of Dollar General, you know, the stuff's in stock.
Yeah.
And they're not blaring, like, Christian music inside.
Yeah.
I hate going to fucking Dollar General. I don't know if all Dollar Generals are like this, by the way. This is just, like, the only one I've ever went to. It's, like, right near my parents' house. And it's, like, between my parents' house at my high school, so it's like the only one I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like, it's like, oh, there's a Dollar General, we gotta stop. And, you know, no one, who the fuck does that? But like, this one is, you know, you go in, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, buying a case of beer, there's Christian music blaring, there's nobody in the place, there's nothing on the shelves. That's like my experience with Dollar General.
Yeah, I haven't been to Dollar General in quite some time. I don't remember the last time I went to one.
There's no reason to.
No.
They're all like pretending to be Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a Five Below?
I haven't, no.
It's like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, but everything is $5 and below.
Yeah. I've seen them. I've seen them like at the beach at like pretty much any East Coast beach. It's like, it's almost like a fucking, I don't know. It would go from like, you know, dollar store, and you'll drive down the road a little bit and be like 99 cent store. And then yeah, you drive down the road, bill it,
it's like
a little bit. It's like 50 cent store.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? We're getting like a bad neighborhood or something.
Yeah. It's like when you're at the beach and it's like those local surf shops, they sell like all the same shit, but they're different brand, like different names.
Do you want to fucking buy a Goku cowl along with your shark tooth necklace?
All for some total of $5.
And a wooden knife with your name on it.
That's going to break the next day.
Oh, yeah. I bought one time. It wasn't for me, but it like broke the next day.
All right, I've never bought one.
You bought one with Joe on it. That'll be our merch.
Yeah.
Just a fucking shitty Myrtle Beach knife.
Yeah, we buy the shirts and the wooden knives at one of those stores, and then we just sell it for more on our on Patreon or whatever we do.
Yo, what fucking merch shop? Do we have to make our own? Like I said, we need a fucking producer.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. I mean, yeah. We're 3 episodes deep, and we just now got the first one out there after 3 weeks.
Listens. Oh. I enjoy making them. I even enjoy fucking with them, you know?
Yeah. Well, know for sure that we will have five listeners.
Really?
Because it would be my brother, his wife, and my 3 friends.
They're actually going to listen?
Yeah, they ask me every time when it's releasing. I'm like, I don't know. We're figuring it out.
Tell them to listen and on different, you know, don't listen together. We need those multiple streams.
Yeah.
And download also. And also, like, buy merch when it's available.
Once our Patreon goes up. And
follow.
Yeah.
And
keep up to date with our episode releases. Sign up for the
notifications.
It's like the sign up for the newsletter shit.
You know, what the fuck do the YouTubers say? Like,
like and subscribe. Leave a comment.
Leave a
comment on Spotify. Can't do that, but too bad.
I wish you could. It'd be like, you know, you're the 5 listeners you brought, and then like just N-word from like people.
Well, no, if we release it on YouTube, we'll get the comments then.
Oh hell yeah!
We'll get the bots. We'll get the one person. We'll get the bots, and then just for fun, I'll comment on it. Just be like, man, these guys suck. What the fuck?
No, I'll be like, I'm gay. I'm so fucking gay. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Just like, I have like a paragraph comment that's just like off topic of the entire like talking about something completely different. Or no, that's when you have something Andrew Tate related in the comments.
Like someone self-publishing, like self-advertising, yeah. Like
self-advertising. You Andrew friends. Tate.
Oh man! Oh, they're advertising for Tate.
Yeah, part of the Hustlers University.
Oh, I thought they'd just be like, you know, like episode two. I named it Andrew Taint something. I can't remember which platform it's on, but...
That's awesome.
Thank you. But like, don't listen to Andrew Tate. I've got a way for you to not live in your mom's basement anymore. Three
click on this
steps.
Link.
Exactly. That's a YouTube comment you can hope for.
Holy shit. Andrew Tate.
Yeah, I laughed at my own joke for like 20 minutes.
Holy shit. Whew. That's awesome.
All right, we have time. Someone's just going to be us laughing for like an hour.
I don't care. It's just hilarious. Oh.
What you got? Lay something on me.
Okay. Remember how I told you that I saw James running? I think every episode we should just have a FedEx bit.
All right.
Anyway.
You're going to be the only one to provide it because I don't work there anymore.
That is fine. That's fine. So
old stories, but you won't, like, probably won't even, you'll probably know them too, you know?
Yeah. So, this week, I'm on non-cons. Thank fuck. And, James is in his normal spot. He's always there. I think he's been there since day one.
How long he's only been gone from there for, like, 2 days.
Yeah. Well, we finished the baggage cart. Chris is, I'm technically there by myself, but Chris is the team lead watching over it. But that's basically just him helping me.
Yeah.
Well, we finished the baggage cart. He tells people in the middle to go help 3 and 4. And we had a couple of DFW boxes come down the exception chute. And I was like, after they all left, I was like, I'll just take them down real quick. And Chris was like, all right. I'm like halfway. Like, I think I just passed, like, one of the MCOs. And I noticed James was there. And he was helping somebody. And after he helped move a box, after that, he starts running. And I'm like, oh, man. So I guess it's his shit time. Well, I'm at, like... that those first couple like DFW spots that are like what are they called, like the specific type of DFW, the pure can.
Yeah,
that's when he comes up into the middle and then he like puts his hands up and he's like, I got it. I'm like, dude, I'm already here. you didn't have to run this. And it was like two boxes. It was like one of those like phone boxes. It was like teeny tiny ones. And the other one was kind of just like a generic fucking box. I don't know. It wasn't big. It was it's like two small boxes.
And cardboard.
Brown and cubic and, you know, has a label on it. But I was like, you did not have to run. Like, in today...
I feel like we need to describe James real quick.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
For if we get anyone who doesn't, I mean,
Yeah.
these don't
So,
make any sense if you don't know what James
yeah.
is. Should we have changed his name?
No.
It doesn't matter.
It
It's a
doesn't matter.
generic name. He's been
Yeah.
dying like a week. It doesn't matter.
So James is, how old is he? 76?
Fucking old as hell.
I think so.
Too
He hasn't had a
old.
job in like 8 years, and he decides to come back to the workforce at FedEx. And
Very manual labor job.
And oh, and on top of that, he's a twig. And I mean, like, that part of it is also, I mean, he's just old, but like
He's 76.
76, old, like frail man.
You can see all his bones, like
Yeah.
you can count them.
Like today, he must have been tired or something, but he was leaning up against the belt and had his hand on his knee, catching his breath. I was like, buddy, you gotta stop running. It's not that
Years taking a
serious.
toll on him.
It's
Has
catching
to
up to him
run.
real quick.
His month back to work.
Yeah.
Why? Just why? Why would you go back? Why
I
would
don't
you?
know.
Who's like,
Enjoy
oh,
your retirement.
it's like an old people thing. It's like, I'm bored. Bored, I got work. Mean, that's how both. Dude, my grandfather got like skin cancer like seven times
Yeah.
just because he refused to like. First of all, he refused to like, stop working outside. And then he refused to like wear a hat, which is fucking crazy. But it's just like an old people thing. They're
Yeah.
just like, I gotta, contribute. There's a war going on. I'm not over there to fight it. Because I think that's like the mentality like back in their days, like, oh, you're not at war, you fucking pussy. What are you doing then? Why aren't you like, building fucking artillery shells or
Yeah.
something? Like, what are you doing?
It's a man's job.
Man's job
Man's
delivering fucking dildos to OnlyFans girls' houses. That's
job.
probably was in that box, like, 50-50 chance,
Yeah, it's
honestly.
possible.
That's what's fueling the economy.
I mean,
OnlyFans.
going to Texas, half of it's gonna be guns, carpets, and dildos.
And don't mess with Texas,
Yeah.
the fuck, floor mats, whatever the fuck, the front door, doormats.
Oh, doormats, welcome mats. Yeah.
Welcome mats. I want to move to Texas just so I'm like, I mean, I'll fit in perfectly. So as long as I just like, I'll just start agreeing with, like, fuck it, fuck my morals.
Think all you have to do, just buy a gun and have a cowboy hat. I think you're good. Just walk around Austin,
That's really
Texas.
expensive. That's
Yeah,
like
well.
so. Austin, Texas is like the fucking. I work for Google, those type of dudes. It's
That's
not
true.
like cowboys and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you
Dallas.
want to hit up this new boba place? It's not like.
Actually,
What is
no.
fuck?
Live out in Waco.
Dude, I was fucking talking to a guy today. It's fucking. The. Okay, you've seen that 70s show, right?
No, but I've seen bits and pieces.
So you know who like Eric Foreman is, right? Okay, it's the dude I was talking to. It was Eric Foreman, but like bump up the gay like times 10.
Okay.
And he laughed like for no reason, just like at the end of every sentence. Yeah, exactly. Fucking exactly. He was like, yeah, I just like, just for no fucking reason. I was like, I want to fucking shoot myself in the face right now. But he was like, my buddy moved to Waco, and like, I'm gonna go visit him. And I'm like, dude, don't. Don't. Just don't go. Just don't even enter Texas right now, okay? They can fucking put you to death.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll just say you're retarded. Okay. But yeah, I was seriously I wasn't even like about to go postal. I was just like, I'm gonna shoot myself in the face if I hear one more time.
I'll just change my laugh to that now.
Please don't
go insane.
You'll hear me kill myself on the fucking show.
The final episode. Three.
I'm pretty accepting of people, I think. Like, I don't really care what anything you have, like, whatever you are. But, like, certain things, I'm just like, fuck you.
I'm kind of the same way. My main pet peeve would be just, like, people forcing things on me. And, like, I think my prime example would be religion. Hot topic.
Even that I can't accept, but
I don't know.
Just fucking like talk shit.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like, I guess it would be a hit or a miss for me then.
But it's like how aggressive it is.
Yeah, but it's like every experience I have with it, they're just like just do it.
Why aren't you praying, bro?
Yeah.
Fucking get into the Holy Father.
Because I remember, like, it was a few years ago. I was at some, like, high school football game. And this guy was there. And he was, like, really trying to get me to join, like, this youth group thing. And I'm like, dude, that's not my thing. It's fine.
A football game?
It was, like, it was, like, since it was a high school game, the guy was, like, I don't even remember. He was a friend of somebody I was with there. I think they were just hanging out or something. I can't remember. But he was hanging out with us. And, I forgot, exactly what he said, but he, like, ended up, like, because I didn't want to be an asshole about it. He was like, how about you give me your phone number and I can text you when, like, the next meeting is or something. And I'm like, okay, dude. Sure. So I guess that I am an asshole for blocking him the next day, but...
No, you're not.
But, like, just... I felt like half the time I was watching that football game, he was talking to me about joining the youth group and what they do and what's great about believing in God, and I'm like, I mean, that's great. I'm not doing it. That's not me. It's not my thing.
It's like, I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted about it, because it's like, in our perspective, he's definitely like being a douchebag, like,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, what religion teaches is, you gotta convert, you gotta bring them over to our side, you gotta, so like, it's all in his world, he's like, just trying to help you, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I definitely, like, lose my temper. I'm like, dude, just fuck off. Like, yeah. I don't fucking... Especially at a football game, I definitely would have lost my shit. Because, like, dude, we're here to, like, finger girls and get in fights. Like, why are you...
Well, the other thing is, he was chill. Like, he was chill about it. Like, it was kind of just more casual conversation. But it was still, like, I don't care.
Wait, give me an example of, like,
casual. I don't... It was, like...
Man, that was a good score. Kind of like
no.
He really parted those players like Moses parted the Red Sea.
I think he was asking me like what I wanted to do after college. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, kind of figuring it out as I go. And then he's like, well, so it's like blah blah blah. Kind of leads into the youth group thing. Finding religion is always a good thing, and I'm like,
You want to join a youth group after college?
I was like, no, nah, buddy. So, and then I think I told you this, like back when I worked at the movie theater, and people would say, "Have a blessed day. Have a
Oh,
blessed
yeah.
day." And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
And you tell them, and they'd be like, "I'm never coming here again." And you'd be like, "Eat my sack, you fucking,
How about you go munch on
fucking."
some stale popcorn that we
What's a
just.
fucking slur for Christians? I don't know one. There aren't any,
Don't
are
think there
there?
are any.
Infidel. I guess that's the only one.
Dweeb. Just call him a nerd.
Fucking dork. Believe in that. Fuck
Goddamn
you.
nerd.
Your grandma's in hell. Fuck you.
Oh, man. Kind of getting offensive here.
It's good.
Whatever.
We're hoping for, like, 10 angry people that'll eventually, like, shoot up something, so.
What?
That's our demographic. That's what I told Spotify. That's what I wrote in. I was like, that's what we're looking for like ads and stuff. So like, fucking Blue Chew ads, I guess.
Go off rip offending Christians. Today we're brought to you by today we're sponsored by Blue Chew.
They're like, how dare you make an erection not created by God? God decides all the erections. Yeah, we're the fucking should have put that as like a subcategory. It's just fucking Satanism. They had their religions. I think Satanism was one of them. That's like a recognized religion in the United States.
Oh yeah, it's America. Everything has to be accepted.
Everything.
A
Everything. You
absolutely
want to.
everything in this democracy.
If you want to sacrifice that baby, that's your religious right. Okay, that's protected. Except in Texas.
Seven Texas.
That's why I'm gonna move there.
So you can kill babies?
Don't kill all the Christians and Satans and babies.
And babies.
Oh wait, we can't kill babies there, so
Oh, fuck.
move
I
to
forgot what
fucking
states.
Canada so we get thrown in jail if we mention not killing babies.
I forgot what North Carolina did. What did they do? It was like up to the. It was up to the state.
That's a lot of the states, yeah. I'm sure they did. I think I'm not sure if Virginia did that or just went full blown. Like, Virginia's laws are fucking weird where they're just like, the federal government said so we're all fucking in. So they
Oh,
might
yeah.
have been like, yeah, if you get an abortion, we're gonna fucking exile you right now. Like, you're going to
Banished.
jail. Oh, you got raped? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ugh.
My name's Chris Kyle, and I'm gonna personally shame any woman that even thinks about getting an abortion. I watched American Sniper again, and all I was picturing was like, that's gonna be us in a few years. It's gonna be another Chris Kyle, and he's just gonna be like shooting babies, just shooting fucking kids in the face. He's got a Quran. Fucking shoot him. Didn't spice it
Dark.
up.
That's
Well, I read his book, and that was like the only part I remembered was like him shooting that kid. And then I watched the movie, and I just watched the trailer, and I was like, yeah, shoot that fucking kid. Like, they
the kid
left it
with
up,
the
like,
rocket launcher.
yeah.
Yeah.
Was. No. He
I thought
didn't
it
shoot
was.
that kid. It was the kid with like, it's like a weird Russian grenade. It looks like a warhead, but whatever. He's like about to throw it.
Oh, that's right.
He
I thought
shoots
he.
that kid. I think in the book he might have. I think he did shoot the kid with the rocket launcher, but in the movie he didn't. He didn't.
I guess I don't remember it right. Because I swear I thought I saw a kid with a rocket launcher. Maybe he didn't shoot him or something.
Yeah, there is a kid with a rocket launcher, but he doesn't shoot him because he puts it down. But I think in the book he does shoot
Oh,
him.
okay. That's right. All right.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay. I was about to
There's
say.
like so many kids getting killed in that movie. Like.
Dude, I remember like it was on the other day and I watched it for a little bit. I forgot the guy like drills the kid's head.
Yeah, he fucking caps him.
I was like, whoa. He gets a little screwdriver thing out.
Yeah.
The power drill.
It's fucking brutal. It's just terrible special effects, but it's brutal.
Good movie.
It is a powerful movie. Like, I fucking love that movie. Clint Eastwood is a great director. I don't care what anyone says. It's also like, did you ever hear about that thing where it's like, this is such, like, you know, post 9/11 pro war movie? You ever hear that?
Yeah, there's fucking a lot of
Michael Moore and, you know, whoever the fuck, fat fucks. No one gives a shit about.
Yeah.
Make films about bowling.
Yeah.
Killing kids. I think that's like the number one fucking anti-war movie ever.
American Sniper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From the like, getting home and being so fucked up.
Yeah, because it's, like, showing him, like, showing how it affected him.
Yeah.
Like, when he beats up the dog.
Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
Dude, I've never seen a movie, like, tackle PTSD like that movie. Like, no, like, fucking, I've watched a shit ton of war movies, like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't even go home in that movie, but, like,
oh, okay.
Pretty much any fucking war movie I've never seen. Pretty much the closest thing is, like, what the fuck is that movie? The one about the EOD tech.
Full Metal Jacket?
Is that one? No, it's like a 2000s movie, 2010s movie. It's Jeremy Renner's in it. What's the name of that?
Oh, Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker, yeah. Hurt Locker has, like, you know, 10 minutes of that.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, bored. He's bored. He's like, I want to go back. I'm fucking bored.
Well, I think that's also,
I don't want to buy cereal.
I also think that's just him. Because the entire movie, he's kind of off his rocker.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. That's, like, the only war movie I can think of. It was, like, getting home. It's like, I'm just fucking,
yeah,
I want to buy cereal. I want to go fucking kill
myself. After defusing however many bombs.
That movie fucking kicks ass, by the way.
I love that movie.
That movie's so I fucking bought that movie. I love it so much.
Yeah, that one's great. I think my all-time favorite is still Saving Private Ryan. That one is just,
I haven't, don't spoil it for me and don't judge me. I've never watched it. I've
Holy
watched it.
Fuck.
I've watched it. I've watched it. I've never watched it all the way through. I've never seen the ending.
I don't think I can classify you as a true American.
Oh, send me to fucking Mexico then. I'll live out there.
We'll send you through the FedEx Express. I'll have Danny put you in a box.
Their laws seem more reasonable, honestly.
That movie
is rape's legal.
Well, yeah, you need to watch that movie.
I know
it is.
There's always
god tier.
I know. It's always those movies. There's like, there's the best fucking movies. Like, I always, you know, put off watching. I can't think of an example, but there's.
I'm even trying to think if I. Well, I guess Apocalypse Now, I've never seen all the way through, so I guess you can ridicule me then. But
it, I mean, it's a good movie.
But you wouldn't say it's like a god tier, something that you like a movie you need to watch before you die type of thing.
It is if you like war movies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a really good war movie. It's not even, I don't know. It tries to be deep, and it's based on this fucking book that I never read, but I don't know. I've heard the documentary about the making of it is much better.
Well,
I've never watched that.
Didn't they, like, not redo it, but they, like, re-released it or something, and they, like, added some deleted scenes?
I think they changed the ending, because there's, like, fucking 5 endings to the movie. It's, like,
because I think,
I can't remember the original ending, honestly, because I've seen it, like, three of them, and there's five of them, I think. I've seen
Yeah.
multiple of them.
I'm gonna Google it.
One of them, like, everyone just fucking dies. That's not the original ending,
Yeah.
but
Oh, it's the Redux.
that's the Redux. Is everyone dies?
Oh, I don't. The Redux is the, I think, the thing I was thinking of. Two entirely new scenes. I don't know. Ending. Doesn't seem like everyone dies. Kind of seems like one person dies.
Oh, in the Redux?
Yeah.
Maybe I only saw the Redux. I can't remember. No, there's definitely one where they just fucking napalm the. You just gotta fucking watch it.
Yeah.
It is good. There's pretty much the beginning of it, and the ending of it is the only important part. You know?
The rest of the 2.5 hours of the movie is not worth it.
The rest of it is entertaining, but it has nothing to do with the story. Well,
Okay.
it does, but it doesn't. Like if you're gonna like dive deep into what, I don't fucking know. There's a lot of shit and it's a good movie. I'd recommend it.
Yeah. Is it on anything? No, sweet.
It's not.
I mean, it's on like Prime and YouTube, but you have to rent it, and I'm not gonna rent it.
Me, fuck that. Probably don't own it. I got in a mood where I just like bought all like fucking war films. I liked. I'm Jarhead if you ever watch that.
No, I never watched it. I think my brother watched it and he said it was boring. So I was like, I might just
Didn't like
not.
it? I fucking liked it.
Well, I don't think he liked it 'cause it's more like psychological. Isn't it more psychological?
Yeah, it's not really a war movie.
Yeah, I 'cause he likes movies like Saving Private Ryan or like Black Hawk Down.
He doesn't like,
Like
I don't
he
even know how to fucking describe it. It's like,
Is this
just a dude wanting to kill himself for like 2 hours, you know?
I mean, just based on that, it doesn't sound very. Sounds boring, I should say. Not necessarily bad, but just.
Don't know. I've seen you a scene you judge for yourself. There's like one scene that I remember from it. Stuck with me.
Yeah, you need to watch Saving Private Ryan. That goddamn
No, I do.
movie
I
is
think I can't even. It's been so long. I can't even remember like what I watched up to.
oh, dude, it's on Prime.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you need Paramount Plus. Never mind.
I got Paramount Plus.
What's on Paramount Plus?
All right.
You lucky bastard. It is.
You don't have Paramount Plus?
No, I don't think there's anything on Paramount Plus that I would watch except for Saving Private Ryan, but honestly, I would rather just buy the movie.
Don't blame you. There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing on it. The only th they always advertise like we've got these South Park exclusive episodes, but they're on HBO now, so they have nothing that everywhere else doesn't have.
Oh wait, Sonic 2 is on there.
Oh shit!
So
You gotta watch Sonic.
I might have to
You
do
might
that.
have. Have you seen those Sonic movies? Gotta
I've seen
watch
the
them.
first one.
You gotta watch the second one.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. Better than fucking Saving Private
How dare you fucking say that? You take that back right now.
Better than
Bastard.
Apocalypse Now. I'll say that at least.
Okay. Well,
Better
then
than
I'll definitely
both
watch it.
combined.
Nah.
Yeah. It's fucking. I enjoyed it more than like most movies, dude. I was like, this isn't like.
Were you inebriated?
I was not.
Okay.
Completely like sober Sally. I'm really fucking enjoying it.
Okay. Yeah, I need to watch it.
It might be better than the first one. Or at least as good. The second Sonic.
Yeah, I'm well, I wanted to watch it because Knuckles is in it. I think we talked about this before. I think the first episode.
Yeah.
With Idris Elba.
Oh, is that who voiced him?
Yeah. We talked about this, man.
Yeah, I think we did. I didn't even pay any attention. I was like, oh, it's Sonic. I didn't even play the games. I was just like, this movie's fucking awesome.
I played a couple of them. I remember the one with Knuckles you can, like, glide. And there was a glitch that you can, like, glide across the entire map. Or the entire level and beat it. I don't remember how he did it, but...
This is like the 2D ones? Like, yeah. Mario ripoff? Yeah.
Ripoff? Hey, yeah. Me!
It's a fucking ripoff Mario. Fuck you. Mario's the GOAT. I played like 10 minutes of a Sonic game, and I was like, this is just like shittier Mario. This is Mario for like the Japanese. Okay.
They're both Japanese.
I know, but...
But no,
I gotta go fast. I don't know. I didn't
gotta go fast.
Enjoy it. Gotta go fast. I like fucking chili dogs and... I don't know.
Warrior's
just like, I don't fuck this blonde chick. You know, I agree with the motivation.
The blonde chick?
Princess Peach.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone in Sonic. Blonde chick. No, I was like, who?
But, Tails.
Peach. Tails is a guy.
Yeah, he's not called Gable Tails 8. For his two, his two Tails, by the way.
Actually, his name is Miles. Tails Prowler. God, you fake fan.
Yeah, he's got two assholes, so that's why they call him Tails. It's not because he's got a helicopter.
For a butt.
Yeah, it's not that. They call him Helicopter, actually.
No wonder Sonic needs him so much.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast. I need my chili dogs.
I'm coming! He comes fast, too. Yeah, that's why. He runs so fast. He's trying to outrun those, like, bad memories.
Yeah, there's a... I got it for free a few months ago. It's, like, Sonic Mania, I think. And it's a collection of, like, some of the original games, like, revamped. And I played it for, like, 20 minutes. And I was like, that's cool, but, like, I'm not gonna play it. Cool to have, but
just cool to have Sonic.
You just hold the left stick to the right, watch Sonic just speed across the entire level.
That's what it is. It's just like
so occasionally you press down on the stick, you turn into a little ball, and that's it.
And then you jump. You fucking jump sometimes to like
you beat the
Dr. Robotnik, and then you
You beat the robotic insects into submission until they become cute, fluffy animals, and then you fight Eggman, and that's it. Sonic.
Gotta catch them all.
That's not quite. That's not quite.
This might as well be.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's Japanese, and, you know, he wants to fuck Tails. Might as well be a Pokemon. This freaking old game. You ever play, what was it? It was a fucking fighting game, but it wasn't Street Fighter, and it wasn't the other one. Tekken. You ever play Tekken?
Oh, dude. I play Tekken right now.
What? They still make Tekken?
They're on 7. They're about to make 8.
I thought Tekken 7 was like from the fucking early 2000s.
No, Tekken 7 came out like, I mean, it came out like
Oh shit,
2017.
I remember this and I just fucking ignored it.
Yeah, 2017. Dude, I play this game to this day. I played it like 2 days
What,
ago.
Tekken 7?
Yeah.
Damn, is it good? It must be good.
Yeah. If you like Tekken 7 is where you go. I mean,
All right, pulling up Steam.
that's
All
on,
right.
hey, it's on sale. Not really, but I mean it is, but it's one of the additions
few
is on
cents
sale.
off.
No, it's like 85% off on one of the bundles.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know what edition this is, but
Oh no, it's like I saw the wrong thing. It's like Tekken 7 DLC 16
oh yeah.
Kimitsu.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
Isn't
each
it? There we
DLC
go.
is just
Oh,
another character.
13. 1349. Nice.
I don't know what comes with that though. Like I don't know
Comes with
Oh
Tamikisu.
wait. Let's they have a list right here.
Tamikisu.
DLC 13 frame data display. That's okay.
Okay, this is why I've never been able to get into these type of games. Like I played like old arcade Tekken, but like
Oh
stuff
yeah.
like fucking
Like
why the
PS2,
fuck.
PS2 Tekken.
I'm just thinking of like super Japanese anime games. Like what the fuck?
Oh,
Yakuza, like
yeah.
Yakuza and shit like that. It's like Tekken 7 original, Tekken 7, Tekken 7 definitive, Tekken 7.
Oh, they did this recently, like a couple months ago. It used to be just Tekken 7, and then it was, I think there was just like a Tekken 7 with like different bundles all together. And then they made it like this, which is honestly worse. It makes it more
With three
expensive.
different editions.
Yeah. Because the originals, or not the originals, Definitive Edition, that's $111.
Oh, Jesus.
You get everything. Like, you get every single character, every whatever.
I fucking
But
hate that.
it's like, it is like $50 more than it should be.
Yeah, it's
Like the
fucking.
originals edition shouldn't start at $90. Tekken 7 is listed at $40. 20. It does not need to be 40. You get nothing with base game.
Nothing.
I mean,
Can't I fight as a bear?
No, you can. I think he's one of the
Okay,
characters.
that's all I want.
There's two bears. There's Kuma,
Oh,
like the bear, and then there's the panda bear.
that's fucking gay as hell. Love that shit.
But yeah, dude. I fucking love Tekken, bro.
Haven't played Tekken in. Feel fucking old. Probably 10 years.
Mean, the last Tekken I played before this one was Tekken 4. Which was PS2, like early PS2 days.
Dude, the last Tekken I played was like Tekken 3.
Tekken 3.
Tekken 2, something. Fucking arcade
Yeah.
shit.
I think I played Tekken 5 arcade a little bit. But I also thought Tekken 5 was only arcade. Because I was a wee little dumb kid. Nah, dude. Evo was just the other day. Like the fighting. Like the big tournament championship, like convention of fighting games happened this past weekend. Or 2 weeks ago. And
Yeah.
they had like Street Fighter, Tekken. Hold on, let me look, double check. think King of Fighters was another one. I never played that one. Guilty Gear Strive, which I just got on my PlayStation, and I'm trying to get into it. It is hard. It's just weird.
Guilty Gear Strive.
Skullgirls, Second Encore. I have no idea what that is. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. Don't know. Melty Blood. Type Lumina. I have no idea. Street Fighter V and Melty Blood.
I have
Interesting.
no idea, dude. I like to like go outside, see the sun. So
I
I
like doing that on occasions.
don't.
I mean, I didn't even actually
You can't
watch
tell from
this.
looking at me. I'm fucking white as shit.
Me too.
It's fucking. Oh yeah, both work inside and
Yeah.
fucking sucks.
Wait, is Evo still
You
good?
ever had like a Latina girl tell you pasty as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like what every white dude's felt, I think. It's like, God damn, I need to go outside, and you just never do, you know?
Yeah.
It's always like you're a Latina girl too. You pasty? Why are you so white? It's like I wasn't born like south of the
Equator.
thing, yeah, the equator, you know?
Yeah, I don't get blasted like that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you. How dare
It
you not share my trauma?
may have happened a couple times at the movie theater, but I don't know.
It has to have happened once if you've like been
Oh, well,
outside
yeah.
your house, you know.
I
It's only happened to me like three times, but I remember them very clearly. And I was like, damn, she's white.
remember one interaction happened clearly at the movie theater. I was in a theater with a couple other people. We were cleaning it, and one of them, she was walking up the stairs, and I was walking down it, I think. Where I was like going to another aisle. I can't remember exactly, but I'm like right next to her. And she looks and she like jumps and kind of like screams a little bit. And I'm like, what? And she's like, these are, she's a black girl and the other guy's like an older black guy. And she's like, I thought you were like a spider or something, like crawling over the railing. And I'm like, what? And the black guy's like, dude, that man's skin is whiter than the moon or some shit. Talking about how white I was. I was like, yeah, I'm so bright in this room and the lights are off. How do you not see me right in front of you? But
Why'd they
that
say
was,
spider
I
though?
don't know. When I don't think she said spider. It was like more like something like coming
Ghost.
over, like crawling over the railing like a spider or something. And I was like, you're
Because
psycho.
I don't know if you knew, all black people believe in ghosts. No, it's true. Like anyone I've ever asked, they're like 100%. It's like how it's like white people are like, I don't know, 80%. We'll say 80% believe
Okay.
in ghosts. Then like black people are like 99%. Like yes, one. I've seen a ghost. One definitely. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they weren't like, "That's a fucking ghost."
Do you believe in ghosts?
Fuck no. Do
Smart
you?
man. No. No.
I wouldn't judge you if you did. Like, here's my.
My cousin claims, well, she says she's seen ghosts, but I don't know.
Dude, I'm glad this was brought up actually, because I was gonna ask you something. So
Okay.
I was thinking about that. Like, I don't believe in like, I believe in aliens, obviously. Like, Not
Yeah.
even like believe him. Like there could be
They have.
aliens. I don't fucking know. Yeah, the universe is huge, but like extra, fucking ghost, supernatural shit. Don't really believe in it.
Yeah.
But
My
like,
thing with aliens is there is no goddamn way that we are the only tiny little floating ball in space that has life and living creatures on it.
oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
There's no way. If
I
people
mean, it's
don't.
possible, but at the same time, like,
It is,
very
but
improbable.
yeah.
But I was just going to ask you, because just to set the precedent, I don't believe in any, like, supernatural shit. And I think, like, I'll just go into it. So, when I was in high school, I did this sleep deprivation study. Like, I wrote a paper on it with me and my buddy. So, we stayed up for 72 hours. And,
Jeez.
like, yeah, it fucking sucked. Like, we had to stay on the phone with each other for like hours on end, keep the lights on, whatever the
Yeah.
fuck.
Just keep yourself awake for
Just
72 hours.
stay awake. So,
That sucks.
well, like, first day really sucked. Come night, you get like a little second wind. You're awake again. And then you start to feel drunk, basically.
Yeah.
Then around the second night, you start to like, start to feel weird. Like, you start to feel uneasy, I guess. Then around the third day, you start hearing shit. You start fucking hallucinating. Third night, you've lost your fucking mind, basically.
Do you see anything?
Yeah. So,
Oh.
my buddy, he saw like people standing outside his window, like hearing voices from the door. He'd see like a shadow run from one room to from one side of his room to the other side. And I had kind of similar things. I'd like, hear voices at the door, like familiar voices. But the main one I remember is like a shadow in the corner talking to me.
Ugh.
And I named it the Shadow Man. And here's the weird thing. I was talking to my girlfriend who said she'd seen him like many times, said she wasn't even sleep deprived.
Nah,
And
fuck that.
yeah, it's fucking weird. And
That's
she was
weird.
like, and evidently it's like a poem of like the Shadow Man. It's like a bunch of people have had it, like have
Yeah.
seen this thing and not even be sleep deprived. It was just weirded me out. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, but I've had sleep paralysis
Jesus.
once. And after I had it, I looked it up and like seeing other people's experience with it. And it kind of seems the same thing about like a shadow man, because people have a paralysis demon. I didn't see one, but people, whenever they describe their demon, it kind of just looks like a shadowy guy. Just like a
You didn't have a sleep
silhouetted figure.
paralysis. You didn't have a sleep demon. You said like sleep
Well,
paralysis.
the way I think it definitely felt like someone was there. Like
Yeah.
you know how you can like kind of feel someone's presence near you?
Yeah.
It felt like someone was slowly and slowly like slowly getting closer to me. And like it was like a couple years ago. Yeah, year or two ago. I was like, I think I was like on my side, like on my left, and I like wake up, not like startled awake or anything. I kind of just wake up normally, but it's like 2 in the morning, and then, it felt like I was sinking into my bed. Like, it felt like someone was pushing me down.
Yeah.
And then there was like a constant white noise in my ears. But, like, the further I felt going into my bed, the louder it got. And the closer the paralysis demon or whatever like it felt like he was getting closer and closer the louder the noise got. Then all of a sudden it just fucking stops.
Damn.
And I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to stay awake for another 2 hours.
Make sure it's safe. Turn all the lights on.
Yeah. I think immediately after that, I was like literally staring at my wall for like a solid 20 minutes. I was like, I'm not fucking turning around. I don't want to see some demon in my face.
I did that too.
Ugh.
Like, but not even like... So, here's what weirded me out about it the most. Because I was like, obviously, it's just like, you know, I guess our brains are the same. You just make up fucking something scary in our head or something. And also, I was like, I hadn't slept in 3 days.
Yeah.
But when I'd never seen anything about this at all. But, like, they described it the exact same as I saw it. And also, what you said was stare at the wall. I stared at the wall, and I don't even, like, not even out of, like, fright, just fucking walked up to a wall and stared at it for, like, an hour for no reason.
That's weird.
I think our brains are just, like,
I guess. Well, what do they say about using our brains? How much, like, what percentage?
40%.
Yeah.
20%, something like that.
Yeah.
I heard that was a myth, though. I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's wild. Well, we hit an hour.
Oh, did we?
Yep. Hour, minute. Almost hour, 2 minutes.
Right.
I think it's gonna stop. Unless you want to keep going.
It's up to you. I don't really have any more to talk about, but
I don't either.
All right, you can unstop it, I guess.